Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3249 BN. Today's date is January 3rd, 2023, and the title of the episode is "The Stage Must Be Set. Crumbs Are Easy to Swallow. America is No Longer for Sale." Let's talk about our health. Resolving to eat healthier this year was easy. Actually, doing it is not so easy. Better nutrition is a key to health and longevity, and a healthy diet could even help you avoid health risks that run in your family. Field of Greens is my healthy superfruit and vegetable habit. It's the only fruit and vegetable product that literally promises better health. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice you improved your health or your money back. Do your vitamins or green drinks promise better health? Nope. Each superfruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was a doctor selected for a specific health benefit. Some support your health, lungs, kidneys, others support metabolism and healthy energy and weight loss. Look, if you resolve to get healthier in 24, it starts with Field of Greens. I got you 15% off for your first order and free rush shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code X22. That's promo code X22 at fieldofgreens.com. That is fieldofgreens.com. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now panicking because they realize that information is going to be coming out about who has been dealing with Epstein. Now, I don't mean they're going to dump everything all at once. Remember, it would be very, very hard for the people to digest it. It'd be way too much information. Plus, you want to make the deep state players, the politicians, corporate CEOs, you want them to feel pain every step of the way. I know people want the information out right away, but the more they are anticipating it, the more discomfort they feel, the more pain they feel, and the more they deny it. I'm not on that list. I'm not on that one. I'm not in those documents. And let them continually deny it, because eventually what's going to happen is the actual information is going to come out, and you're going to go back in time and go, holy crap, this person's been lying to us. Remember, the stage must be set. Crumbs are much easier to swallow in the beginning. Will it go a lot faster as time goes on? Absolutely. But the people, they need to see it all play out. They need to understand that this has been happening in this country, that it's not a conspiracy, that, oh, this is all fake. Because remember, for many, many years, what has the fake news been doing? They've been convincing the people that everything about the pedophilia networks, about human trafficking, child trafficking, about Epstein Island, it's all been a conspiracy. Pizzagate is one gigantic conspiracy. That's what they've been making the people think this entire time. And you have to look at the entire country. Most of the people are in that place where they think that it's all nonsense. So when you want to wake the people up and you want to show the people the truth, you give them some crumbs. Okay, here you go. Here's the first part. Let the deniers, those people that are involved in all these crimes, let them continually deny. Let them lie about it. Because as time goes on and more evidence comes out, they will be caught in those lies. And once they're caught in those lies, the people say, holy crap, you are involved in this and you lied to us. They can never get their credibility back. And I do believe you're going to see all these people that have been making fun of Pizzagate and everything else. These are the people that are mostly involved. And yes, there's a lot of politicians, a lot of other people in Hollywood and any other place. You're going to see all these names come out. In due time, you're going to see this information. Just like we saw the information about Biden. Remember, he lied from the very, very beginning. People didn't believe it. No, that can't be. I can't believe he was money laundering and nobody knew about it. I can't believe he had shell companies and no one knew about it. The Justice Department didn't know about it. But now, today, what are people realizing? Holy crap. The FBI's in on it. The DOJ's in on it. Obama knew this entire time. Everyone knew and nobody did anything about it. This is one gigantic criminal operation. And if they did that, what else did they do? Are they part of the pedophilia rings? Are they part of the honeypots, the traps that actually catch people in the act and then blackmail them? Yes, these are the same exact people. And this is what people are going to see. And remember, these individuals are part of the criminal syndicate. They've been selling America to foreign entities. Trump put a stop to this. America is no longer for sale because everyone can now see the evidence that is coming out. They can see that these individuals, they've been selling out to the highest bidder, violating the emoluments clause. Think about this for a second. Remember, they're trying to use that on Trump. It's them who have been doing all of this. And yes, it's all going to come down around them, and there will be no escape. There will be no deals. And you could see it's building and building and building. Remember, it's not just about those people that understand what's going on, that's been doing the research. Think about the rest of the country. Think about the rest of the country where they're just going about their business. They're watching Fox. They're watching CNN, MSNBC. This is about waking all of these people up, giving the information that they need. And the only way to do this is to drop or sprinkle these crumbs out there, let them read it, let them see it, and say, okay, I get it. There might be a little bit going on here. And as time goes on, this builds upon each other, and the liars, they continually cover up by lying to the people. And eventually what's going to happen, the people will no longer believe them. We're already seeing it with Biden. Actually, we see it with the fake news. As they continually use propaganda and they lie to the people, are the people believing them anymore? Absolutely not. Well, look at Joe Biden's poll numbers. Why are they dropping like a rock? Because as the evidence comes out, his credibility, well, it's wearing away. No one believes him. And as time goes on and this evidence comes out, this is just going to add on top of everything else. The people will see all of this, and it will come full circle, and they'll start to realize that these same people that are money laundering, dealing with foreign entities, they're also blackmailed. They're also involved with Epstein. They're also involved in all of this. And the FBI, CIA, DOJ, and everything else, they've been orchestrating all of this and controlling all these people, and they're all involved in it. And once the people understand this, once the people see this, well, they can't unsee it. There's nothing the deep state can do to put them back to sleep. And this is why, in the end, once this information comes out, they're going to bring us to war because they need some type of distraction. They need some type of cover-up. They just can't have a little distraction like a shootout. They need something big where people forget. Now, again, Trump, I do believe he already has everything in place to counter all of this. And it's a weapon that he's been building for a very long time. It's called peace. Because once you counter the war and you have peace, there's no distraction at this point then. Which means all of these people are exposed and no one is reeling from death and destruction. No one is scared. No one is worrying about things. People are sitting here going, okay, we got peace. And now I see the criminals. I see them all. They're the ones who committed all these crimes. These are people who are part of the human trafficking. Now we understand why the borders are open. I see all the different agendas. Now people can see it all, just like people are seeing what's going on with the colleges, with DIE. Because now people are starting to understand that it's not about diversity and inclusion and equity. It's about brainwashing the young. It's about making them hate America. It's about making them hate people who don't agree with them. And we can see just with Elise Stefanik asking these college presidents questions, you can see how everything now is turning around. And we know that Claudine Gay, she finally resigned. But of course, she's blaming it on everyone else. And even the Associated Press is actually coming to her defense. So the Associated Press, they put this article out and they said, Christopher Rufo, a conservative activist who helped orchestrate the effort, celebrated her departure as a win in his campaign against elite institutions of higher education. On X, formerly Twitter, he wrote, scalped as if Gay was a trophy of violence, invoking a gruesome practice taken up by White House colonists who sought to eradicate Native Americans. Well, it looks like once the Associated Press put this out, it looks like Community Notes said, whoa, wait a minute. We're going to correct you here. And this is what they wrote. Plagiarism is a breach of rules for Harvard University. Claudine Gay was ultimately forced to resign for a series of breaches of this policy. plagiarism or application of the rules around plagiarism therefore cannot be considered a weapon. John McCormick responded to all this and said, you think nothing in the article could top the headline, but then you see AP's definition of scalping. Absolutely. And AP falsely claims that pointing out plagiarism is a new conservative weapon against colleges. No, when you're plagiarizing, you're cheating and you're using another person's work to get ahead. This is not a weapon by anybody else. She did this to herself. She's a liar and she's a cheat. And everyone realizes this. Christopher Rufo put this out on X and said, the funniest outcome of the Claudine Gaines saga is all the academics coming out in defense of plagiarism and all the journalists coming out against journalism. Dutiful to the regime until the bitter end. Western Lensman put this out and said the following. The first individual grew up dirt poor, yet rose to become the preeminent legal mind and the second black person to serve as Supreme Court justice. The second grew up with wealth and privilege, plagiarized other scholars' work, and just resigned in disgrace. The left hates the first and celebrates the second. To the Marxists, ideological purity is all that matters. And he's absolutely right. And Bill Ackman, he said something very interesting. And let me just start off with what he said here, and I'm going to read a portion of it. He said, in light of today's news, I thought I would try to take a step back and provide perspective on what this really is all about. He said, I went up to the campus to see things with my own eyes and listen and learn from students and faculty. I met with 15 or so members of the faculty and a few hundred students in a small and large settings, and a clearer picture began to emerge. I ultimately concluded that that anti-Semitism was not the core of the problem. It was simply a troubling warning sign. It was the canary in the coal mine, despite how destructive it was in impacting student life and learning on the campus. I came to learn that the root cause of anti-Semitism at Harvard was an ideology that had been promulgated on campus, an oppressor-oppressed framework that provided the intellectual bulwark behind the protests, helping to generate anti-Israel and anti-Jewish hate speech and harassment. What I learned, however, was that DEI was not about diversity in its purest form, but rather DEI was a political advocacy movement on behalf of certain groups that are deemed oppressed under DEI's own methodology. Under DEI, one's degree of oppression is determined based upon where one resides on a so-called intersectional pyramid of oppression, where whites, Jews, Asians are deemed oppressors, and a subset of people of color, LGBTQ people, and or women are deemed to be oppressed under this ideology, which is philosophical and underpinning of DEI, as advanced by Ibram X, Kendi, and others. One is either an anti-racist or a racist. There's no such thing as being not racist. Under DEI's ideology, any policy, program, educational system, economic system, grading system, admission policy, and even climate change due to its disparate impact on geographies and the people that live there, etc., that leads to unequal outcomes among people of different skin colors, is deemed racist. As a result, according to DEI, capitalism is racist. Advanced placement exams are racist. IQ tests are racist. Corporations are racist. Or in other words, any merit-based program, system, or organization which has or generates outcomes for different races that are variants with the proportion these different races represent in the population at large is by definition racist under DEI's ideology. In order to be deemed anti-racist, one must personally take action to reverse any unequal outcomes in society. The DEI movement, which has permeated many universities, corporations, and state and local and federal governments, is designed to be anti-racist engine to transform society from its currently structurally racist state to an anti-racist one. So they basically want to remove everything because everything that we have is racist. Actually, is this just socialism? That's what it is. And that's what they've been teaching the children. And they teach them at a young age and they continually teach them throughout college. But once again, this is failing. The people now are starting to see it and they're starting to see who's been driving all of this. Jeremy Carl put this out on X and said, at Real Chris Rufo, tried to topple Claudine Gay's DEI empire. President Obama tried to save it. Guess who won? And yes, Obama was trying to save her. This is the article that was put out. Obama defends Claudine Gay to save DEI regime. And once again, Obama is losing. Obama is the individual who created the 16-year plan, who infiltrated the country, not just him alone. Yes, he did have assistance, but you can see he's trying to keep everything operational. And with the people now awake and the people seeing what's going on, people can see the infiltration. They can see what he has done. And the people are fighting against it every step of the way. Will Chamberlain put this out and said, every single academic defending Claudine Gay tonight needs to have their papers run through the plagiarism checkers. Absolutely. Omri Kren put this out and refers to a New York Post article and says, I was a DEI director. DEI drives campus anti-Semitism. So we can see that this is what they've been trying to do. Remember, Obama is part of the Muslim Brotherhood. Do they love the state of Israel? Do they love Jewish people? No, they don't. So why do you think they've been teaching them anti-Semitism? It was on purpose. And now you can see it for your own eyes. There's no longer you have to guess like, oh, do you think they are teaching them anti-Semitism? Just look around at the protest. Just look at the colleges today. Just look at everything and how they're trying to protect these people. Remember, these people weren't put into position because of the best of the best. They were put into position because they wanted to transform America. And I think the people are seeing this. And this is, you can see with the fake news, you can see it with all these people. They'll protect the cheaters, the liars, the criminals, because it's a gigantic criminal syndicate. They will protect their own. Why do you think the AP News came out and ran a cover story for Claudine Gay? Because they need to protect their own. But if you look at Joe Biden, didn't he plagiarize? Elle put this out and said, Joe Biden plagiarized like half of his college career and tons of speeches. Let's cancel him next. And then she refers to an article from 1987. Biden admits plagiarism in school, but says it was not malevolent. Isn't it funny how everyone says, yeah, I did it, but I really didn't mean it. I mean, yeah, I plagiarized 47 times, but that's just because I forgot to attribute all the writings to all the different people. I mean, is anyone really buying that? I can understand one time, but would you do it 47 times? I think that whole argument goes out the window because at that point, you're just copying people's work. And I think people see this. But think about the infiltration. Think about what we've been seeing. And this is the whole point of all of this, is to show the people the infiltration, because otherwise people wouldn't believe it. And it's funny when people go, oh my God, I'm so shocked. I can't believe this is happening. That's the whole point. You're supposed to be shocked because you didn't notice what was going on. Remember, this is about taking back the country. This is about taking back the entire system from the deep state players, because they stole the system and they're controlling the system. And the only way to get it back is to show you the truth. And sometimes it's a shocker. Sometimes it's been happening under your nose. And the only way to actually convince you that something like this was happening is to actually show you. So you're shocked. Because again, it's not about invasion. It's about infiltration. So let's go back to post 4424 down below it. And this, by the way, is June 5th, 2020. Down below, it says they knew they could not destroy America through invasion. Infiltration at the highest levels of government, media, science, health, military, etc. Final level. Then we have post 4750. I'm going to read the whole thing. Who controls, wields significant influence, i.e. the Clinton D Party? Who controls, wields significant influence, the Hussein D Party? Different factions of foreign primary control. Who paid Hussein's Harvard law degree? Who financed Hussein's political life? Who is Prince Al-Walid bin Talal? Why are Hussein's school records under seal? Competing factions, each with a horse in the race, seeking direct White House control, plus U.S. military, plus trillions overseas transfer of U.S. taxpayer funds. All working together, coordinated infiltration, not invasion. Valerie Jarrett, Huma Abedin. What happens to U.S. taxpayer funds transferred overseas under guise of aid, military, climate, etc.? U.S. taxpayers funding the destruction of America. And they're using the money that we pay in to this corrupt system. They're using it against us, and they're transforming America. But Trump, since he came into the White House in 2016, he has been reversing all of this, and he's taking control because there was an insurrection. And now Trump has the ability to exaggerate everything that they're doing, and he has the ability to expose what they're doing so the people wake up. And that is exactly what is happening. Think about all the things that the people have seen in the last 4 years compared to the 4 years that Trump was in the White House. Ask yourself the question why. If Biden and the deep state players have full control and they're in control, how in the world are you seeing all this stuff? How in the world are people able to fight back? How in the world are so many people waking up? How in the world is Biden's poll numbers dropping like a rock if the deep state and Biden are in control? Go back in time before Trump. Do you think people saw any of this? It was happening. Why didn't people see it? Under Obama for 8 years, this has been happening. Why didn't people see it? Because they were in control. Why do you think people are seeing all of this? They saw it in the elementary schools when they were trying to push critical race theory. They see the borders wide open. The borders were open with Obama. They were bringing in tons of people, busing them all over the place. Oh, that's right. The fake news was covering for them. How come the fake news is no longer covering? How can you can see all this information? Think about it for a second. Think about DEI. Look what people are seeing. Think about what happened with the corporations when they tried to push the trans people dressing up as women who are really men. How can America be fighting back if the deep state is in so much control? How are we learning about Biden's 20 shell companies? How are we learning about all the money laundering that's been going on? They're not in control. This is to wake the American people up. This is part of the plan to take back America. And the only way to take it back is to slap you in the face over and over and over until you wake up. And some people are going to need a really big, gigantic slap. And that's why the economy's breaking down. And that's why we're heading to war. Because those people that are in that deep, deep sleep, they really need to be hit really hard to wake up from their slumber. And once people are awake enough, once the people see what's going on, Trump will have those people because they will finally start to think logically. They'll finally say, you know something? No more. I mean, you could just see it with COVID. Because if the deep state, if they had control over the people and they control the narrative, everyone would be lining up for their booster over and over and over and over. But the people started to wake up. The people started to realize what was going on. And the people understand that, hey, you know that? That injection, that's not good for me. I'm not taking that anymore. See, the deep state, they're not in control. This was the show so everyone would wake up. All this stuff has always been happening. There's been an infiltration. There's been a criminal syndicate. You're just allowed to see it now to help take back the country. Just like you're seeing the two-tier justice system. Take a look at what's happening with Joe Biden. Joe Biden apparently helped Hunter defy a subpoena. Isn't that obstructing justice? So why is Trump the one charged with obstructing justice? It's that simple. Here's DC Drano. He put this out on Truth. Crazy that Rudy Giuliani was ordered to pay $140 million for saying a rigged election was rigged. But not a single Democrat or journalist had to pay anything for saying Trump colluded with Russia for 3+ years. Think about that for a second. You see the two-tier justice system? You see what's happening? I think everyone's starting to see this and it's becoming clearer and clearer. And that brings us to Bob Menendez. And I find this very, very interesting. Why would the deep state go after Bob Menendez? Why would they bring out this information about bribery, money laundering, and dealing with foreign governments? Really think about this. So if you think of Ukraine as a money laundering operation where U.S. senators, families, or business interests get U.S. government funds washed through Ukraine and back into the U.S., then historically, Qatar has been our biggest dry cleaner for decades. Qatar is the home base of the Muslim Brotherhood, the official agency for U.S. influence with political Islam, the tool bank of the CIA, and the proxy ambassador for the U.S. influence with Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, Hamas. We give Qatar money, then tell them what to do with it, like send it to Iran, send it to Ukraine. Qatar is our national dark money bank. That's what the deep state uses. So if you really look at this action by Main Justice, and you understand how all the key politicians receive some form of compensation from Qatar, then suddenly you have to ask, why is the DOJ singling out Menendez for something the entire Senate is doing? Something that the entire corrupt politicians are doing? Something that Hillary and Joe and the rest and Obama, they've all been doing. So ask yourself this, why would they bring this out in the open? Why would this be linked to Obama, who's part of the Muslim Brotherhood? Why would they show a senator working with a foreign government, taking bribes? Think about this for a second. Let's go back to Post 3842, February 7th, 2020. It says, why is China, Qatar, donating vast sums of money to our education institutions? Is it really so hard to believe that foreign actors are able to bribe those in key positions within the U.S. to betray their country? Very interesting. And then we have Post 1069, April 7, 2018. You have more than you know, steel, tech, America for sale. Systematic weakening of the U.S., Uranium One, cash flow funnel, inside job traders, money, we are in control, those awake can see. Post 3588, the Great Awakening returned power to the people. It's been a long time since we've had a non-corrupt president who works on behalf of the American people and not himself. America is no longer for sale. So the people now are seeing how America was for sale. You can see it very clearly with Menendez. You can see it very clearly with Biden. This all links back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which then links back to Obama. You see what's happening? The crumbs are being dropped. Do you see what people are seeing now? And this is going to build upon each other, because I do believe the main goal here is to bring Obama front and center. The main goal is to show the people the treasonous individual that has been orchestrating all this. Now, I know there's many people above him, but the people need to understand how this happened, who was responsible, who was treasonous to this country, who's letting in all these people into this country. And I think in the end, that's where all this is going to lead to. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, every time Biden tries to push back on the Supreme Court rulings and different things, he's always shut down. He brought his case to the appeals court to try to force ER doctors to perform abortions. And the appeals court unanimously rejects Biden's scheme. So the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals unanimously ruled that the Biden administration cannot illegally use federal law to force emergency room doctors to perform abortions. In an effort to install abortion mandates wherever possible after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the Biden administration attempted to use federal law, the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, to force emergency room doctors to perform abortions regardless of a doctor's conscience or religious beliefs. In the case of State of Texas versus Becerra, the state of Texas challenged the attempt to use EMTALA to force ER doctors to become abortionists. In the decision, the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals held that EMTALA does not require emergency room physicians to provide abortions. So he has completely failed. And when you look at the borders, he is failing with the borders. And we can see the people are now really waking up, especially those cities that are now receiving all these illegals. Out in New York, illegal aliens, they've lined up for blocks to receive free taxpayer-funded housing in New York City. What do you think the people of New York City are doing? They're saying, what the hell's going on here? Why are we paying for all of this? And if you notice, these people, I'm talking about the mayors, They haven't said the magic word, close the border. The people, they're watching this. They're saying, okay, you're just continually paying this and you're not saying close the border. Eventually, all these people in all these different cities, we're already seeing it happen in Chicago, we already see it in Staten Island and New York, all these people are going to turn on these individuals. And there will be no coming back from this whatsoever. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Biden regime, they filed an emergency application demanding the Supreme Court allow border agents to chop down razor border barriers installed by Texas. And Greg Abbott responded to this and said, Biden begs SCOTUS to let him cut razor wire Texas installed on border. See you in court. Americans and courts will reject Biden's hostility to immigration laws. Texas will continue to deploy National Guard to build border barriers and repel illegal immigrants. And if you really look at this and you step back, Biden is continually fighting with the courts to allow all of these unconstitutional things. Oh, I want everyone to be mandated to take the vaccine. Supreme Court, unconstitutional. I want gun control. Supreme Court, unconstitutional. I want all the illegals to have the ability to come in, and I want the ability to cut the razor wire. Unconstitutional. This shows you that these people are not for the Constitution. These people are not for the people. These people are installed. They're marching to a different drummer. They are moving in a different direction, away from the Constitution and our founding fathers. They are the enemy of the people. They are the tyrannical government. It's that clear. I mean, look what happened at the Capitol. A man was arrested at the Capitol with a machete, butcher knife, and a brick in his pants last week, and he's an illegal alien. So the police, they caught him, and he was near the Capitol. What do you think he was going to do? You think he was just carrying them around because he just wants to carry them around? No, he was going to do something. And once again, he's an illegal. I do believe we're going to see an event in this country, and that is going to wake a lot of people up. But the bigger question now is, why is the media right now, why are they reporting on the border crisis? And they're calling it the Biden border crisis. Really think about that for a second. And some of the headlines read as follows. We are not equipped to deal with this. Migrant surge overwhelms U.S. border. CNN, December migrant surge at southern border, largest in more than two decades as mayors call for action. CBS, migrant crossings at U.S. southern border reach record monthly high. So why are they doing this? There has to be a reason, because before they were covering for Biden. Now they're turning on him. Does this mean that they're going to try to remove him? Is it Obama looking at Biden's cratering poll numbers and they've decided that he has to go and that playing up the border crisis could provide additional leverage to force him to step aside? Think about the information that they're leaking on him. Think about what they're doing now. I do believe this is an effort to remove Biden in the end. But we'll have to see how this all plays out, and it's going to be very interesting. Because, again, under Biden, we have Mayorkas, who's following Biden's instructions, and we know that Biden had a discussion with Mayorkas going back in time, and this was their plan. And now we have the House Republicans. They're going to begin an impeachment proceeding against Alejandro Mayorkas over the border crisis. So now they're going to look to impeach him. We have the fake news now building up the articles against Biden. Information about Biden and all his money laundering and everything else, that is coming out. There's a lot of pressure on Biden to step down. Trump, he put this out on Truth Social. He said, there is an invasion going on at our southern border. Millions of people, including drug lords, human traffickers, and terrorists, are being welcomed into the U.S. by the worst and most incompetent president in the history of our country, Crooked Joe Biden, MAGA 2024. And there is an invasion, and he's treasonous because he's doing everything the opposite of what the Constitution says. But you could see the European countries, those leaders that are being elected by the people, they know what to do. We have Geert Wilder. He says, we have imported a monster into Europe, and this monster is called Islam. And the European countries, if they don't change course, well, their countries are going to be destroyed. So what are they going to have to do? They're going to have to deport all these people. It's going to be mass deportations. And I do believe we're going to see this happen across the globe. Remember how this is happening. This happened back when Obama was president. I know people say, what? What do you mean? When Syria was being invaded by Obama's ISIS crew, and Obama took the control away from the military, and Obama was calling the shots saying, this is where we got a bomb. ISIS grew and grew and grew. And what you had was all the refugees from Libya, Lebanon, Syria, a lot of them moved into Turkey. And at one point during, I forgot what it was, 2014, 2015, sometime around that point in time, they released all these people into Europe and kept the flow going. And Soros was behind all this. So this is, it just didn't start yesterday. This has been happening. And now you can see it very, very clearly. Just like you're going to see the information come out about Epstein. Now, what's very interesting is that the Epstein list, it was delayed because the courts are granting Doe 107 a 30-day extension to submit evidence regarding allegations of physical harm and hate mail. And it looks like Doe 107 might be a victim. Remember, all these people that are going to be unmasked, a lot of these people are victims, and a lot of these people might have connections to Bill Clinton and many other people, which we're starting to find out. Liz Crokin responded to all this and said, Jeffrey Epstein records released delayed or not. Everyone is reporting that Jeffrey Epstein records set to be released from Guffrey versus Maxwell are delayed for 30 days after the court approved an extension request from Doe 107. Doe 107 has till January 22nd to submit evidence, proving her claim that releasing the relevant records will put her at risk or physical harm. The key words in the filing are relevant records, which leads me to believe other records that do not pertain to Doe 107 may still be released before then. We already had information leaked to the media about the records yesterday, such as the news that Bill Clinton is Doe 36 and that he's named more than 50 times in the records. Furthermore, it broke today that a new lawsuit has surfaced in Los Angeles accusing Epstein associate Jean-Luc Brunel of holding a woman hostage at a Canadian estate for sex abuse by multiple men. We certainly will learn more from this case as well, one way or other. I believe more information will be released this month, and this delay may only be relevant to the records that include Doe 107. Well, she's absolutely right about that, because the Southern District of New York announced that the first names on Jeffrey Epstein's list is expected to be released sometime today, and it might not include Doe 107. So we can see that this information is coming out. People are panicking, and it doesn't mean that this is the end. These are the crumbs that are being dropped, and all those people are saying, look, I'm not on a list. I'm not in those documents. Well, sooner or later, their names are going to appear, and people are going to look back going, holy crap, this person lied to us every step of the way. Because every time they drop more crumbs, the people have to lie about what is happening, because they can't tell the truth. They have to continually lie and then lie and then lie again. They can't say, hey, by the way, yeah, I'm on the list. They're never going to do that. And hopefully they won't do this, because this way they could, the people could see who the liars are. And I think these criminals, I don't think it's going to be a problem. Now, Senator Marsha Blackburn on X says, I will not stop fighting until all of Epstein records are released. The American people deserve transparency, and his victims deserve justice. Talk about her health. Were you like thousands of Americans this holiday season and ate a bit too much? If your New Year's resolution revolve around weight control, you can rest easy knowing most of America is with you on this journey. Nearly half of all Americans say the resolution is related to weight control, fitness, or physical health, making it the most popular New Year's resolution by far. There is a magical pill only for weight management solution I recommend and use. It helps control appetite, manage weight, reduce fat, control cravings, and increase energy. It essentially uses a unique nutrient that's linked to supporting reduced body weight, reduce fat mass, and reduce weight circumference while increasing lean body mass. Plus, there's no artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives to hold you back on your health journey. Try it today for a whopping 51% off this New Year's. Plus, receive free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life. Two free new ebooks titled Top 10 Foods That Burn Belly Fat and Top 8 Exercises to Reduce Belly Fat. A 60-day satisfaction guarantee and free shipping. Order before this offer ends by going to trimwithx22.com. That is trimwithx22.com. Or click the link in the description. She's absolutely right. And then we have James Comer. He said something very interesting. And Patriots Are in Control put this out and says the following. Chairman Comer says it's possible Jeffrey Epstein was a double agent for another country who was blackmailing politicians and government officials. which is exactly what we were told in multiple Q drops years ago, that Epstein was being used by foreign entities to blackmail politicians and other high-profile people. Now it's being discussed on mainstream TV by the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. We knew this a long time ago. And then we had this article come out in the Daily Mail that there's a high-end sex ring in Boston and D.C., and it was used as a honeypot scheme by Russia, China, South Korea, or even Israel to ensnare U.S. officials. So investigators believe a network of high-end brothels operating in the Boston and D.C. areas was a honey trap to ensnare politicians and government officials. But whether the plot was intended to aid Russia, China, South Korea, or even Israel remains to be determined. And clients believed to include members of Congress, military officers, national security contractors have not yet been unmasked and charged. Intelligence experts are becoming increasingly convinced that six high-end brothels in the suburbs of Boston and Washington, D.C. were set up by foreign nations as an espionage honey trap. So really think about this for a second. We don't just have Epstein Island. We have these across the country. Now we're starting to learn that these have been set up in all different places. Do you think the CIA is involved in this? Do you think it's just foreign governments? No, this is how you control these people. They are blackmailed. They have certain fetishes. They bring along a beautiful woman and they say you can have sex with her and they film the whole thing and then they're blackmailed and they do their job. Remember, we've been talking about this for quite a while. But let's go back to post 158. And this is November 20, 2017. Down below, it says the following. The stage must be set. Crumbs are easy to swallow. What if Hugh Hefner was a clown in America? What is a honeypot? In espionage terminology, a honeypot and honey trap are terms for an operational practice involving the use of covert agents, usually female, to create a sexual or romantic relationship to compromise a usually male target. The operator may be a government spy service or organized crime syndicate, and the target or victim can unwittingly provide intelligence or perform other services for the operator. Define blackmail. How could this be applied? Fantasyland. Who has all the information? No such agency. The hunters become the hunted. Operations underway. Operators active. Disinformation is real. Disinformation is necessary. So once again, the people are starting to learn that there's such things as honey traps, honey pots, and people are starting to learn that these people are blackmailed. And yes, there are politicians, there are CEOs, corporations, there are many different people involved in this. How do you wake the people up? By dropping some crumbs, making the people think, letting them digest it. And eventually what happens is you bring out more information. All those people that are panicking, they go into lying mode and they try to cover what they have done. And this fails in the end. And once again, the conspiracy turns into the truth. And that is exactly what we see happening. And then people are saying, well, Trump, he was with Epstein. Epstein was on his property and, you know, he dealt with him. Well, remember, Trump spoke to the lawyer, gave over information, his information checked out, and he's the one who actually reported Epstein. Let's go back a little bit in time, and Wokeness put this out, and here's a video of a reporter asking the lawyer about Trump.
Our current president has had relationships with Epstein in the past, and there are those Katie Johnson and maybe other victims who have accused Trump of being involved in things like this. In my experience, Trump supporters will not listen to anything along those lines. Obviously, we're not a court of law here right now, but are those claims of that case was dropped? It was dropped before it went to court. In your opinion as a lawyer and your experience, is there anything you can say as to the validity of those claims or whether or not there will be any, you know, any more about that?
Nothing at all. The only thing that I can say about President Trump is that he is the only person who in 2009, when I served a lot of subpoenas on a lot of people, or at least gave notice to some pretty connected people that I wanted to talk to them, he is the only person who picked up the phone and said, let's just talk. I'll give you as much time as you want. I'll tell you what you need to know, and was very helpful in the information that he gave and gave no indication whatsoever that he was involved in anything untoward whatsoever, but had good information that checked out and that helped us, sure. And that we didn't have to take a deposition of him.
And that was in 2009?
That was in 2009. So,
do you know if there's any truth to James Patterson's claims that Trump kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago?
I've definitely heard that.
So once again, they tried to project a lot of this onto Trump, just like everything else, and it's actually everything that they have done. This is going to completely backfire on them, just like everything else. And remember, this is the court of public opinion. This is not DOJ, FBI, or any other courts around the country. The people, they're in the jury box. They're watching this play out. And in the end, they will make a vote. Who's guilty? Who's not guilty? And that vote is going to be, well, Trump is the not guilty one. We're voting for him. These are the guilty people. We're not voting for you. That is what is going to happen in the end. And people are now seeing it all play out. But we could see something might be happening out in the Middle East, because Germany now is urging its citizens to leave Lebanon immediately. And we know that war is on the horizon. Trump has been mentioning this quite a bit. And we know the deep state players, they want the war. Why? They want to cover up their crimes. They need a distraction. And once all this information begins to come out and people start to learn a lot more, they can't convince the people by telling them that this isn't true. The only way they can cover up what they have done is to have a gigantic distraction so people forget and people die. And the only way to do this is, well, they tried it with the pandemic. That didn't work. So the only way to do this is actually to bring us to war. And actually, this goes back to their 16-year plan, which I do believe Trump has turned the tables on them, and he's going to allow them to build this all up, scare the people, and in the end, he's going to counter everything they're trying to do, which will expose them completely. But along the way, you know, they're going to have riots. They're going to have protests. I do believe 2020, that was just the beginning. They always like to test what they're going to do in the end. And I do believe that was a test to see if they could pull this off across the country. Yes, if they could start a civil war at this time, that would have been great. But again, they were trying. And now they've went ahead, they understand how it works, and they can have the protests, the riots, the mob actually do what they do best. And when everything starts to fall apart, when they lose the election, guess what they're going to do? They're going to call on the mob. And actually, in the book To Kill a Mockingbird, there is an incredible line in there about mob mentality. And let me just read it to you. It says, a mob acts out of emotion, absent facts, absent contemplation, mostly absent responsibility. What they get in return is anonymity. It'll keep you up at night. Mob's place where people go to take a break from their conscience. And this is why the mob mentality works, because you're not responsible for anything because you're going along with the mob. See, individual people, they have the responsibility. The mob, they don't. And this is why the deep state players use the mob. And this is why Antifa, the illegals, BLM, that's why they have the mob mentality. And that's why the deep state put them together. Because this way, it's not just one person responsible. They feel, okay, we could do this together. And that's why they use their foot soldiers in this way. But again, in the end, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have countermeasures in place. And yes, once these people are out in the open, once these people are doing these things, well, it's much easier to round them up when you know where they all are. And the Patriots will know exactly where they are. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that they've tried to use the plandemic once again, but that is failing. And they will not be able to use it to cheat in this election. I don't think people are going to be falling for it. And the people are waking up about what has been happening with the bioweapons, with the COVID virus, and everything that they put into place. People aren't going along with it anymore. And what's very interesting is that the Florida Surgeon General, he is demanding the FDA to CDC to halt mRNA COVID vaccines in use in humans. And he put out a statement and it says, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have always played it fast and loose with COVID-19 vaccine safety. but their failure to test for DNA integration with the human genome, as their own guidelines dictate, when the vaccines are known to be contaminated with foreign DNA is intolerable. So here we have a Surgeon General of Florida saying, we cannot use this anymore. We should have the other Surgeon Generals of all the other states actually start to speak up and do the same exact thing. And by doing this, what happens? The people really wake up. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic, they put out something very interesting on X, and it says, 1 week until Dr. Anthony Fauci's two-day, 14-hour transcribed interview. COVID-19 origins, lockdowns, vaccines, masks, natural immunity, travel restrictions, school closures, and more are on the table. Accountability is coming. So this is going to be very, very interesting. Let's see how this plays out with Fauci, because you know he's going to lie, and you know he's going to lie to cover up his lies. And I do believe these people, most likely they have facts. And when he lies, they're going to pull out a fact. And you know what the people are going to see? They're going to see that he's lied to everyone. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this has to do with January 6th. Remember, this was an insurrection by the deep state players. This is why they hid Trump's tweet. They didn't want people to see what he wrote. And it's not just because he told everyone to go home peacefully, which he did. That is what the president must do to call an insurrection. And they didn't want people to see this. But once again, people are seeing it and the people understand, just like they understand that Ray Epps is not a Trump supporter. I mean, the DOJ, the FBI, the fake news, the corrupt policy, they can say whatever they want. The proof is in the pudding, because the DOJ, they only want to give Ray Epps 6 months in jail. So they're saying because he cooperated, he's only going to get 6 months. Now, let's think about this for a second. Only 6 months. Isn't he the guy that told everyone to run into the Capitol? Yeah, he is. Greg Price says the following. The DOJ is recommending just 6 months in jail for Ray Epps, the only J6 defendant caught on camera telling people to go into the Capitol building. They say that they gave him a plea deal because he cooperated with the FBI, tried to de-escalate conflict, and was the subject of a conspiracy theories that he was a Fed. People who weren't even in D.C. on January 6th are spending multiple decades in jail. But the guy who actually told people to go inside the Capitol will be free in less than 6 months. That makes total sense. But just take a listen to what Ray Epps was telling everyone and listen to what everyone called him.
Tomorrow, we need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
What?
No! Peacefully. Fed. Tomorrow, I don't even like to say it because I'll be arrested.
Well, let's not say it.
I'll say it.
All right.
We need to go in.
Shut the fuck up, Boomer.
To the Capitol.
Based right. Fed posting? All right. We need to go into the Capitol. I didn't see that coming. Okay.
Monument Hill.
Speaking. We are going to the Capitol, where our problems are. It's that direction. Please spread the word.
All right. No, okay, but one more thing.
Yeah, so can we go up there? No?
When we go in.
Are we going to get arrested if we go up
here.
There?
You don't need to get shot.
Can you arrest us all?
And if you notice something very important, they've always been sympathetic to Ray Epps. They've always guarded him because he's a confidential human source. That's why. Julie Kelly put this out and said, DOJ sentencing memo for Ray Epps. Matthew Graves asking for 6 months for Epps' disorderly conduct plea. I've read a lot of government motions seeking usually harsh prison times for January 6ers. I've never won one as sympathetic as this is to Ray Epps. By the way, agent doing a lot of work here. This is absurd. Epps did not try to de-escalate anything. Aside from his conduct on January 5th, he was among the first protesters at both exterior breach points, carried a large metal sign later, used against police, and stayed on restricted grounds for 2 hours. He was hit with pepper spray by police and still didn't leave. And plenty of January 6ers turned themselves in and cooperated with the feds. They got no such praise from DOJ. And since when does Graves' office care about the personal destruction caused by his abusive prosecution? Important to note, DOJ's hair splitting, confidential human sources, informants, are not considered agents. And see how Graves specifies Epps was not acting on behalf of government on January 6th? Well, yeah, he was a confidential human source. So once again, they're lying to the people. And you can see that, and this is clear as day, they're sympathetic. They've been guarding him. That tells you everything you need to know. Do they really think the American people are that stupid? No, they're not. And guess who's seeing this? The court of public opinion, which means the people are starting to understand. And there's nothing they can do. Once the people know, they know they're screwed. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, on January 6th, U.S. Capitol Police beat and brutalized this woman in the face over 30 times with fists and police sticks. Today, Victoria White filed a lawsuit against D.C. police and Speaker Johnson to launch an investigation. So once again, what happened? The Trump supporters were beaten. The Trump supporters were killed. And this was by our own government. Think about this. Think about the guy, Derek Vargo, who was shoved off of the ledge by the Capitol Police. He is now suing and saying that these people, they attempted to murder him. So he was climbing up. They didn't have to push him off. They could have taken him, brought him in, and maybe put him in handcuffs. They didn't have to actually push him off, and they did it on purpose. They knew what was going to happen if they pushed him off. And think about what these people were doing. These people are part of the tyrannical government. These people are not for this country. These people set this up. Now, I'm not saying it's every single person there. There were many, many Capitol Police officers that said, come on in, take a look around. They helped people. They gave them directions. But yes, you're going to have certain individuals that are controlled by the deep state that were pushing all this. Plus, you have the confidential human sources that were dressed in black that were pushing down the barriers and doing all of this. And we can see that people are starting to learn that this wasn't Trump. It wasn't the Trump supporters. It was the deep state players. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the court now has ruled that Trump is innocent in Officer Brian Sicknick's death. Now, remember, he was not hit with a fire extinguisher. He didn't die from blunt trauma. He died a day later of an aneurysm. And when you look at the chief medical examiner's report, he suffered 2 strokes and died of natural causes. So the autopsy found no evidence of external or internal injuries, and Sicknick did not have an allergic reaction to any chemical irritants. So once again, the fake news, they lied to the people, and they kept the story going, and all of it is fake. But again, who are the actual people that died? Well, it was the Trump supporters. Those are the people that were beaten, and certain individuals were shot, and they died. And once again, in the end, when the evidence comes out, and people start to learn who is responsible for all this, people are going to go, it makes sense now. Actually, people are saying that already, and people are starting to learn because of the videos that are coming out, that everything that we've been told, it was a gigantic lie. And remember, they sensationalized everything during that period of time, and now the truth is coming out, and more of the truth is going to come out. Remember, this just didn't happen. The deep state players had to plan this over a year. They had to set up all the confidential human sources. You can see them as clear as day. They're all wearing black. They're not Trump supporters. They're part of the operation. Yes, there are certain people that are dressed up as Trump supporters, but you could see that they had to have all these people in place. They had to have earpieces, and it had to be coordinated. And this takes planning. And I do believe those documents are going to be coming out that show that that they did plan all of this. And it wasn't just, it just didn't happen. It was planned by the deep state players to turn it on to Trump. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Katherine Engelbrecht and True the Vote, they won their lawsuit in Georgia against Stacey Abrams, Mark Elias, and the far left Fair Fight organization in a landmark election case. And True the Vote, they declare a decisive triumph in their legal battles against Stacey Abrams, and they fought against them. This is what they put out. Of the 364,000 ineligible voters identified, 67,284 voted in November 2020 and over 46,000 in January of 2021 runoffs. Even worse, we already know that 430,000 ineligible voters are on the rolls right now, according to testimony in the case from Raffensperger attorney. And right now, they won their case. Congratulations on all of this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see there are many people that are resigning from Congress, retiring, and we have GOP Rep. Bill Johnson. He announced he'll be resigning from Congress. And now we have McCarthy resigning. We have Johnson resigning. We have Santos that was expelled. And now the Republicans will be left with a razor-thin majority of 219 to 213 by January 2021. But they're still in the majority. On a positive note, we have Senator Tom Cotton. He endorsed Trump. And we have House Majority Whip Tom Emmer. He endorsed Trump, securing all of House GOP leadership support. And Tom Emmer, he put out a statement saying that he fully endorses Trump. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the black vote is completely and utterly moving away from Biden. And Trump, he put this out on Truth. It says, Charlemagne the God says he has no plans to back Biden-Harris again. He said he still gets blowback from his decision to endorse Biden in 2020. He said he did so because he picked Harris as his vice president nominee, but that she has not lived up to her promises. When I give people my word like, yo man, I think we should be supporting Kamala Harris for vice president because she's going to hold it down. When we say those things and people don't see her holding it down, that causes issues. Damn, you told us to vote for them. Do you know how many people say that to me all the time? He also said he thinks Biden is a lousy messenger and lacks the basic political skills that Trump possesses. So how many black people you think are going to now shift their vote over to Trump? I say quite a bit, which means Biden is in trouble. They need to get the black vote back. How do you do that? That is going to be very, very difficult. And this is why they're trying to cancel Trump, because they need him canceled, because they're starting to realize this is going to be very, very difficult to cheat, because now he's getting double the amount of votes that he got back in 2020. And this is why they're trying to take him off the ballot. They're trying to cancel him. But Trump, he has appealed the Maine Secretary of State ballot ban. He's also appealing the Colorado ban, which means he's still on the ballot. But remember why the deep state players have done this. They just want the headlines to convince people that he's not on the ballot. So when people go in saying, well, I can't vote for Trump, I got to vote for somebody else. You think this is really going to work? Absolutely not. Remember, the fake news doesn't control the narrative anymore. And since they don't control the narrative, this will not work, because people look for information in all different places today, because they realize they can't trust the fake news anymore. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this actually confirms the illegals coming into this country. And yes, there's many different agendas with the illegals coming into this country. It's chaos, voting. But James O'Keefe, he went to speak to one of the illegals in a migrant facility in Arizona, and he asked him, who are you going to vote for if you're allowed to vote? And he said Biden, because Biden allowed him to come to this country. So that's exactly what their plan is. They want all these people to vote, and they are trying to rig the system by bringing all these illegals in as fast as they possibly can. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they already know that this is happening, and they know that this is part of their plan, which means they have countermeasures in place. Now, can we use the deep state election system? Well, yes, if we have enough people to override their cheating, I do believe we will be able to do this, because what are they going to do? If 150 or 160 people, million people vote for Trump, how are they going to switch the votes? How are they going to come up with enough ballots? It will be very, very difficult. And this is why I believe in the end, they're going to say, you know something, this is not going to work because we're going to have to shut everything down for quite a while. We're going to have to make up the difference. It's going to be very, very noticeable, a lot more noticeable than it was back in 2020. I think we're going to have to try to cancel it. And I do believe this is what they're going to try to do. And they're going to try to use different methods to cancel it. And it might even be something like that just came out today, that bomb threats led to a brief lockdown and the evacuation of multiple state capitals. And the states that this happened in was Connecticut, very interesting, Georgia, Kentucky, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, and Montana. So was this a trial run? Remember, this was a hoax. They didn't find anything. They were just called in. So was this something that they were going to try to do during the elections? Were they going to place calls to say there are threats all over the place and they're going to try to postpone the election to try to cheat? And when that doesn't work, what else do they have? Well, the only thing they have is to try to cancel the elections, which I don't believe they're going to be able to do. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots want them to go down this path. They want them to bring in war. They want them to use a cyber attack. So this way, we can change out the election system. And people say, well, how could that possibly be? How can they just change out the system? Well, didn't they change the system during COVID? Didn't the deep state change the entire framework on how you voted? So why is it so far-fetched to think if there's a cyber attack, we can change everything to paper ballots? Why is it so hard to believe that the National Guard and the military can guard the elections? Think about what you've seen already. Think about it. Would you ever believe that the world would be shut down because of a virus? No, you would never, ever believe that. Would you ever believe that they would use mail-in ballots and drop boxes to cheat in the elections? Remember, Biden didn't get the votes. He got ballots. Would you ever believe that the deep state players would have an insurrection in this country? So why is it so hard to believe that Trump and the Patriots don't have something set up and they're allowing the deep state to do what they do best? Now, once again, it might play out that way or we might see something else happen. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have countermeasures in place to make sure people have their voice. Because when you start to look at everything and you start to understand what's going on, you need the people to see it all, to take back the country. And if you go back to Trump's speech back in 2016, where this speech was going to get him elected, he actually laid out the entire plan that we need to take back this country. We need the people to take it back. We need the people to vote these people out. And the only way to do this was to set everything up, take control of the country, wake the people up, have the resident in place, accelerate their plan, exaggerate their plan so people see it, so people can think logically, and then give the vote back to the people. And you need to take it away from the deep state players one way or another. And I do believe that's where all this is headed. And once the people see it, once the people understand it, and Trump realizes that he has the people, I do believe everything will be set up so people will have their vote. Because I think in the end, Trump wants to show the deep state players that he has the people. He got the votes, and the voting system is transparent and it's solid. And you can go back and count and count and count, and you'll get the same results compared to when the deep state cheated, where you can't see any of the results and you can't count anything. I do believe that is going to be the difference. And this is why I do believe the deep state players, they're going to have chaos. They're not going to accept the results. They're not going to want to leave the White House. They're going to fight to the very end. And yes, they're going to push war. But Trump, he's going to counter it all with peace. And since the military is active, can they round these people up? Absolutely. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.